Fairfax Community Trust Bank. Zach's Bizhard to Dallas Ball.
First practice in Dallas. How do you think the team came out after a trip over and trying to get settled in first practice? How did they do?
You know, you worry about the first practice always being a little bit discombobulated. You're not at home. New locker room, new surroundings, everybody, what they got to do to get dressed, taped, all that stuff. Came out here, probably our best practice of the week. I think they're really excited about being here. You know, you come off the championship game, you end up losing a close football game. You practice for the next 10 days. Guys are kind of beat up, tired. It's been a long season, kind of a spring practice type mentality. And then they got here, and I think all of a sudden the realization that we're here for a bowl game. And I thought they flew around, they ran around today, had a lot of intensity, a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Thought it was one of our better practices so far.
This is a team that throughout the season, anytime they lose, they've salivated the chance to get back on the field after that. Having lost such a close game against Marshall, letting that sit for 3 weeks, has that been, you think, a motivating factor for this team coming into this week?
I think it probably has something to do with it. I mean, nobody wants to walk off the field with the taste you had in your mouth in the championship game against Marshall. And they want to go play again. Plus, I mean, it's a bowl game. It's a great reward, but it's also a great responsibility and an opportunity for us to play another game. And this will be our seniors' last game in a Louisiana Tech uniform, and to send them out the right way and to go get on the field. And if you play the game, you play it to be good. And that's, I think they're just excited to have the opportunity to get back out there on the field and play again.
You said you wanted to get a lot of the work done in Ruston,
yes,
and just polish here. Do you think you've been able to achieve that and just polish from here on out?
Well, I do. This was our last pad of practice. I mean, this is our last pad of practice, and we got after a little bit. Went about 35 minutes of good on good, and I thought we got some great work done, not only in the last 10 days against each other, but we got some great work done today.
Talk about the importance of, you know, Hunter said this week and a bowl week, need to concentrate when you're supposed to,
yeah,
but at the same time, fun is a huge element to this week.
It is a huge element. I mean, this is a reward, you know. This is not a sentence to have to go to a bowl game. It's a great reward, and as coaches, we look at it as an opportunity to get an extra spring practice with all the practices we got up until this point. But for the players, I want them to have fun here. You know, Dallas is a great city, and there's an awful lot of people that are making this a fun opportunity for us, and going to the game tonight, Top Golf tomorrow, and some of the things that these players are having the opportunity to do. Some of them never been to, you know what I mean, to an NBA game, and so to have the opportunity to go to that, I think they're excited about it. But the key to having a good time at a bowl game is still about what you do in the bowl game itself, and that's why we just got to draw a fine line between when we're on the practice field, it needs to be all about football and what we need to do here. But when we're off the field, we need to have fun. But these guys have a good time together, and I want them to enjoy it.
And with your experience, are you a guy that tends to want to make a couple additions in the playbook, some fun stuff for the bowl games?
I don't know that there's a lot of additions, but I mean, there's certainly things that we didn't run during the season, but this is our last opportunity. You know, you spend time putting in some certain plays, and this will be our last opportunity to run them. And like I said, I want our players to be able to go out and execute them and have some fun, but I want them to be able to go out and be successful on the field.
And finally, sort of an unusual traveling trip. Not every team gets to have the motorcade and drive to the bowl game,
right,
from their school.
Right.
Fun time for 3.5 hours, 4 hours?
Yeah, I mean, well, leaving at 7 a.m., there was, you know, you saw a lot of eyelids, you know, closed. They got on the bus, ate a little breakfast this morning, slept on the way over here, got into the hotel, had an opportunity to have our meetings, figure out where the meeting rooms, where's the equipment room, where's the locker room, where do I go get taped? I mean, just all those things that you need to do in a bowl game. And so having the opportunity to get familiar with all our surroundings and what's around us, I thought was great today. And then we came out and had a really spirited practice. I love the attitude and the leadership right now that this team is putting forth.